In New Orleans, city officials announced Monday they would reopen a portion of the Lower Ninth Ward more than 8 months after the levees broke and flooded portions of New Orleans during Hurricane Katrina. The state health authority said tap water in some parts of the ward is now safe to drink and would no longer have to be boiled. The Lower Ninth Ward was one area that suffered massive damage from the floodwaters. Most residents from that section of the city are still waiting to hear if and when they might be able to return for good. Gwen Filosa is a reporter with the Times-Picayune in New Orleans. She joined us now by phone from her office. Thanks for being with us today.
Oh, you're welcome. Hello.
And how significant is this announcement?
That's up for debate. I just spent most of my day in the Lower Ninth Ward, and it still looks very much like it did after the levees failed almost 9 months ago. It's not bad news, but it's such an incremental step to getting back. There's still no housing. It's only about less than half of the neighborhood, and where electricity, gas, and other basic services just aren't available. It's just one tiny step.
Back. And so this is not going to be able to enable a lot of people to return to their homes, is what you're suggesting.
It doesn't seem like. I mean, I drove around for a couple hours. I saw about five trailers. I don't know if they were FEMA provided, but I saw about five in a neighborhood where 14,000 people lived before the storm. It still just resembles such a vast wasteland and rotting houses, debris everywhere.
And that stuff hasn't been cleared away. We keep reading about efforts to bulldoze ruined housing.
The streets have been cleared, but it's just, no, you can still drive down there today and see the houses the other side, not the side where they just got rid of the water advisory, but you can still see houses on top of cars and people's stuff all over the streets.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just
any reason, any sense of why it's taking so long?
I mean, the city's overwhelmed. It's not the only part of the city that is in such straits, but this part of the city, the resources just aren't there. I mean, a lot of people own their homes there, but they still are under the poverty level and the resources to get back.
Mm-hmm. And I guess the idea that some water is available, and they do advise to run the water for 5 or 10 minutes to clear out the bad stuff before you get to the good stuff. But this is only a part of the Lower Ninth Ward that's been declared okay.
Correct. It's called the Holy Cross neighborhood, and it stretches from St. Bernard Parish line to the canal. But where the levees failed on the other side, lakeside is what we call it, of Claiborne Avenue, that's where the vast destruction is. That's where houses, you'll drive by and all you see are porches. There's no houses.
Mm-hmm.
They've swept away by the water.
Is it cynical to ask if this announcement today, earlier this week, rather, has any connection to the mayoral race there in the city?
It's correct that we're 2 weeks before the runoff, and our mayor made this announcement a couple of days before he spoke before a group of Ninth Ward voters. It was a Ninth Ward event. That's correct. But, again, it's just such a small incremental step. I don't see how it affects a lot of people who still have to get their houses clean before they can run the taps.
Gwen Filosa, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Gwen Filosa, reporter with the Times-Picayune in New Orleans. She joined us from her office there. And you're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.